I tell you, you know, when I want to get feedback, I just go and abuse somebody and they give me as much feedback as I like. So while Sam's changing the CD and I'm doing something called a fill for her, because she's incompetent. No, just kidding.
Bastard.
Bastard. Sorry,
yes,
the
I'd
term
say
is
that's amateur.
Amateur.
See, I haven't had a...
See, now, see, amateurs say amateur because they don't know how to pronounce things.
Look, just because I haven't amateur. Had as much of a kind of education in...
I want you to say library,
have.
Government, police, because every stupid newsreader on one of those commercial stations says police, because police doesn't have an
what,
O.
Police.
Plice. You might as well say plice. Amateur. Please explain.
Anyway, back on the subject.
Back on the Heather Hill. Oh, God.
No, we're going to go for the Super Jesus because Sarah McLeod, in my
Super
books,
Jesus?
Is definitely a rock goddess.
Why can't we go for Super Satan? Super Judas?
Because it wouldn't be the same.
It wouldn't be the same.
No, jeez. Apparently it's because, like, Super and Jesus are the most common used words.
I thought the most common used word was the one with F in it.
Oh, fuck.
No, shh, don't say it on here.
Oh,
well,
I'm sorry.
Say that. The warden will kick us out.
Here we go, dead end.
She said fuck already. Oh, sorry.
What, you just said it then.
I didn't say fuck.
Here we go,
oh,
Super Jesus with dead ended.
Sorry. By the way, if you want to come over and donate food, twisties, drinks, we'll take anything. Bribe us now. Bribe us now. Hut number 7.
Don't go interfering with my Super Jesus rod. Super Jesus, in my books, by far the biggest rock goddess, Sarah McLeod. Man, what more would you want? Anyway, in about 5 minutes, you're going to be joined by David Basden. I'm not sure what he's doing for his hour, but I'm sure everyone will enjoy it thoroughly. Okay, we're going to finish off with something I tried to play at the start of the set. Let's see if it works this time. And it's a double dose of Cerise Matthews, so oh well. I'm not complaining. It's Ballad of Tom Jones. Space. Enjoy.
together.
Oh, I can't leave you till you're dead.
You mean till death do us part?
I mean like cyanide strangulation or an axe to your head.
It was lucky for us I turned the radio on.
They say that music soothes the savage beast.
There was something in that voice that stopped us in red.
The two of us would surely have ended up dead. You stopped us from killing each other. You'll never know, but you saved our lives. I've never thrown my knickers at you.
And I don't come from Wales. Still haven't solved our problem.
You mean we hate each other's guts.
Still wanna poison your pizza.
And I still wanna
marriage guidance.
I tied the phone line round your neck.
I'm sick of all this hatred.
Oh, that'll be the arsenic making you sick.
You were about to drive me over the edge of a cliff.
As I tried to jump out and up the stereo wall,
you changed your mind and then slammed on the brake. It was lucky for us we brought his greatest hits. You stopped us from killing. You'll never know, but you saved our lives.
I've never thrown my knickers at you.
And I don't come from Wales. Break your neck.
I owe my life to a new pussycat.
Delilah, stop me hating you. I'm wishing you're dead.
Oh, I used to call you Satan.
And you were Cruella De Vil.
But now you call me your Delilah.
And now I'm not your Lucifer.
And I am just your pussycat.
But just the word of warning now.
Just in case we ever get tired of his voice.
I know the mafia got.
Okay, that's me finished for the hour. Now, oh, why, thank you. Shig's going to do a few things. Apparently, he's got madness going. I'm not sure whether he means, like, just chaos or a lot of fun, but... No, I don't think that really matters, so I'm just going to keep talking until he decides to take over. I just had the run-on signal. Well, I'm sure that... Whatever he decides to do. He's sorting through his CDs at the moment, so just bide my time. Yeah, well, what'd you say?
Come on.
Oh, well, I'm trying to think. Oh, we've got people singing in the background. It's quite, I think I'll just switch the mics off so you can't hear this. It's quite disturbing. Anyway, no, it looks like we're starting off with, take it ahead, Shig.
My name is Amungo Mantoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Worry about me.
Pick me, coffee down the street. Walk in the diesel, pop on the diesel. Me again, sometime on the weekend. Taking a movie, cause that's how it should be.
okay. That was like 14 Hertz by Eskimo Joe. If you don't know who Eskimo Joe is, well, it's a bit bloody late because, well, they sold out and now they're just crap. I don't know if you've heard this before. I don't know if I've heard this before, but I'm just going to press a Oh, that didn't work. Oh no! The CD's player's eaten my CD! Help me! Somebody! Help me! Ah! Shut up. Okay, generally I think something's going to happen now. I'm not quite sure.
It's understood, I said it many ways. I'm too scared to run, I'm too scared to stay. I said I'd leave, I can never leave her. If I did, you know I'd never cheat her. And this I ask is what I wanna know. How would you feel if I should choose to go? Another guy, you think he'd be unlike me? Another guy, you think he'd wanna fight me?
Mystery players, the person actually knows which Blink-182 song it was. Now, I'm thinking there might be two, maybe three people at Terracon that actually know. Anyhow, here's a song which goes out to a couple of people I know tonight. It really does just show the depths of my love for a couple of people who were once the closest friends of mine. Now, if I could actually find a track, it would really help. But this is, of course, never going to happen. Why is the reality slowly breaking down into this degenerate force? What do you think about Tracy?
Tracy's a lesbian.
She's a thespian.
Thespian? Isn't that worse?
I say, I'm one of those people who likes literature. I'm a thespian too.
Well done, Rod Kind Sir.
Anyhow, here's a great track that we like, and to play. Just goes out to one very special person out there listening. I mean, chlamydia, you say?
Chlamydia.
I don't think that chlamydia really does sum up what I feel about the subject. But I tell you one thing.
He's a liar!
This one particular song goes out to a very special person out there.
Do we get prizes?
And I hope you just drop dead.
I wish that just dropped.
Take care if I break. wrinkle my brow in sympathy. Look out if I show you due deference. Watch out if I talk to you by preference.
Okay.
Come and then.
Keep their lunch digested. Tell someone who wants your conversation. Tell someone who doesn't regard you as an argument for compulsory sterilization.
If I talk here, can anyone hear me out there?
9, 4, 5, 6, 10, 0.
Okay, that was Tism. Tism, that rhymes with snake.
Tism.
I really bet that was really intelligent, and I can honestly think straight right now. Anyhow, well, let's hear something from our magic
goddess, Tracy. What do you have to say, Tracy?
Nothing interesting, but the next song we're going to put on is a Marilyn Manson one for those Manson fans out there. It's Don't Like the Drugs, But the Drugs Like Me. Yeah, we have these two really crazy, like, spectatory people harassing us over.
Crazy spectator type people. What are your names?
My name is Tom.
Mr. Spatula.
Is that Mrs. Spatula from Spatula City?
Spatula City speaking here.
Wow, I'm sorry, that's just a godlike fashion. What do you think, Madam Tracy?
Can they just go away?
I don't know. Let's take a vote in the studio to who thinks they should go away or who thinks they have interesting entertainment values. Okay, all going away? Yeah! I'm all for interesting studio entertainment value. Do I have some supporters?
Yes!
Well, I've got the CD player, so as they say, who dies with the most toys wins, and this is my toy. This is Tracy's song.
I take the drugs, but the drugs like me. I take the drugs, the drugs, the drugs. I'm nothing.
is criminally vulgar. I am the summoner of nothing in particular. You should generalize.